Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with Mark Mothersbaugh. He first entered the public consciousness as the bespectacled lead singer of new wave legends Devo, but he's also since ventured into the realms of film scoring, visual arts, and even designing his own line of eyewear. We're thrilled to have him here to talk about some of the songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Mark, thank you so much for coming down.
It's a treat to be here.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
Well, the first song I have for us is from the very first album I ever bought. And what had happened is there were five kids in our family, and the way my dad kept chaos to a minimum at dinner time is he would set a little portable black and white TV on the table, and we'd all kind of watch Ed Sullivan. This is 1964, and just happened to be one night, I remember Ed Sullivan comes on and goes, "And now from Liverpool, the Beatles." And this band played, and it gave me goosebumps. And I had then ventured out to Woolworths to buy a Beatles record, and I got to Woolworths, and I'd never bought a record before, and I was kind of shocked that albums were like $6.98 in those days, and
right.
I was like, wow. And I'm looking at, there's this one that's got the four Beatles on it, you know, just their heads. But then I found a version of the same album that was only $1.99. It had the four heads, and I just grabbed it and bought it. I got the $1.99 Beatles record. I went home, and I put it on, and the first song started, and I go, no, that's not what I heard. And then the second song came on, and I go, that's not what I heard on TV. And then the third, and I kept going through them all. And by the time I got to the last song, I'm kind of really upset because they're, like, singing this stupid lyrics. And then all of a sudden it goes into a chorus that goes, you got me bug, 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 bug. Hey, little ladybug, I'm in love with you. And I thought, that's the worst song I've ever. And then I went back and looked at the cover to try and figure out how I got the wrong album, and then I realized I bought an album by a group called The Bugs, and it said they were doing the Liverpool sound, and they weren't really the Beatles.
Well, here it is, one of the most inspirational rock forgeries, The Bugs, with Mercy, Mercy.
Who could get under my skin? When I met you, I tried to fight it. But pretty baby, you win. You got me dreaming of all kind of silly things. You got me thinking of love and of wedding rings. You got me bug, 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 bug. But I'm happy as can be.
That was The Bugs with Mercy, Mercy from The Beatle Beat. What's the next track you got for us?
Okay, so I'm trying to remember the year. Well, I was still at my parents' house. I know that. I hadn't figured out how to move out yet. But I got this album. It was awesome. And I thought after this album came out that all other albums would be meaningless and that the whole course of music was changing overnight because of this album. And it was called Trout Mask Replica was the name of the album. And it was an artist named Captain Beefheart. And it didn't change everything in music, but a lot of people have cited that album as being inspirational to them. But I picked a song off that record called The Blimp because when Devo started recording, the first song we did that was a cover was Secret Agent Man. Mm. And we put it in a little film that we had made. And at the beginning of the song, Boogie Boy, who is my alter ego, he plays a synth solo that he ends with an homage to The Blimp. He quotes the melody to it. So I always love that song, and it has a place in my heart that way.
Well, here it is, one of the most legendary, difficult records from Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica with The Blimp. That was Captain Beefheart with The Blimp. What's the next track you got for us?
Okay, well, the next track is another one that relates to early Devo. You know, Jerry and Bob and I were all of the age and around at Kent State during the shootings. Mm. And it was an amazing period at the school before that. The art department was incredible energy and very creative, and we had teachers that were very interesting and doing kind of far-reaching things. And, you know, we felt empowered. We thought we were going to help end the war in Vietnam. Mm. And after the shooting, that happened in May, and the school reopened in September, and everything was different. It wasn't the same energy anymore. It was like everybody that had felt inspired and everybody that had felt like they had something to contribute, they kind of shut down. And we were surprised. We thought people were going to come back twice as angry. And instead, we came back to a school where everybody went, oh, that was a little too much for me. And we, Jerry Casale and my brother Bob and I, we were thinking, well, how do you change things? If it's not by rebellion, how do you do it? And I had a day job painting apartments at the time, and a part-time job. And so I was listening to the radio while I was painting a wall in a house in Akron. And, you know, everybody's familiar with Pachelbel's Canon, one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written, you know. But the music started up on the radio, and it's just an AM station, and there was lyrics now to it, and they went,
hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us, all we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
And I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. I couldn't believe it. That was like the most subversive thing I'd ever heard. And we had been trying to figure out, how do you change things? Who does change things? We realized, oh, it's Madison Avenue. They get people to buy things they shouldn't buy. They get people to eat things they shouldn't eat. They got people to drive things they shouldn't drive. And they do it happily. And we realized it was through this kind of manipulative energy that was thought-provoking. And it made us think, well, okay, we could be the Akron, Ohio version of the Residents. And we could always be in Akron and put a record out every year and 100 people would buy it. Or we could go right into the belly of the beast and we could see just how strong the Devo aesthetic was, how powerful our philosophy and our politics were. And so we chose the latter and we loaded up an Econoline van and drove out to Los Angeles.
And we have Pachelbel's Canon to thank for it.
It was a contributing factor.
That was a jingle that our guest Mark Mothersbaugh brought in for us. What's the next track you got for us?
So at the same time I was at Kent State, 1969, the shootings hadn't happened yet. I was finding out about all sorts of things that I didn't know existed before in the world. But I sat in a classroom and screened a movie called Satyricon. Mm. I'd never heard about before. Somebody recommended that I go see it, so I thought, well, all right, I'll check this out. And the movie is probably Fellini's most amazing movie he ever did. It's certainly, in some ways, his most bold film. There's almost no dialogue in the whole thing, and the music for it is very abstract, and I just love the music, and so pretty much anything on the soundtrack you could pick out, and it's an example of one of the earliest inspirations for later on a career in film scoring. Hmm.
I know a lot of folks these days that are involved in film scoring have had a history, like yourself, in performing pop music. People like Danny Elfman, Hans Zimmer, even Philip Glass played in a pop band for a while. How does that inform your film work?
You know, there's pluses and minuses, but I see that a lot of people that come out of school for training and come out to L.A. and want to be composers end up kind of getting relegated to orchestrators. And, you know, there's a couple reasons that are totally unfair, including, you know, people want to buy a brand. You know, branding is really important. But part of it is that I see that happens is that in school, they don't really put much of an emphasis on melody. And I think when you're in a band, that is something that you have done. And, you know, different periods of filmmaking, there's more of an independent side to it. And in bands, you're kind of used to working in that genre and that kind of thing where, okay, we're going to have to score the film in a garage, but we can do it, you know, as opposed to in a garage, I can't get enough violin players in there, you know. So I think it's got pluses and cons.
Yeah. Well, here it is, Nina Rota's classic soundtrack to the film Satyricon.
Thank you.
That was Nina Rota with the soundtrack to Satyricon. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track is by a couple electronic artists named Perry and Kingsley. And they were around in like the mid-60s, late 60s. But this album, I got it from a gallery owner named Ray Packard. He had a gallery in Akron, Ohio. And in 1975, he put on my first show as a visual artist. Mm. But while we were there, he said, hey, have you ever heard of this album? And it was called The In Sound Some Way Out. And he played me this record, and it was incredible because it was a combination of, on one hand, very kind of kitschy, silly Manhattan cocktail party music with like a harpsichord, a bass, and a drum. And they'd be going, but what they were about, they were tape manipulators. And so they would put a piece of music on a piece of audio tape, slide it over the tape head by hand. So instead of playing the song normally, it would go blop or meow or boop. And then they meticulously cut all those little pieces of tape together and made rhythm tracks that went bonk 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 bonk.
That was Perret and Kingsley with some selections from The In Sound From Way Out, as selected by our guest, Mark Mothersbaugh. Well, Mark, I want to thank you so much for coming down and joining us here at KCRW.com.
Well, it's been delightful.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.